Be here, it's great to be part of 16th, and yes, I was just given some water. I don't usually drink water, but I think the person didn't want a dry sermon, so I'll just have a little sip here. Oh, it's lukewarm. Anyway, it's great to be here. It's great to be here. It's great to share from God's word. We're in Revelations. We did chapter 11 this morning. Yes, it's the afternoon now, so good afternoon. And today, this afternoon, we're going to look at chapter 12 and see what God has in store for us. A wonderful chapter, very difficult. I'm not going to touch any of the hard parts. I'm a practical theologist. I am a communicator of the gospel. And I'm not a theologian, so I won't get into any of the heavy stuff. So let's look at chapter 12 of Revelation, and we're going to be looking at verses 10, 11, and 12. Just three verses. I'll try to read them here properly. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brothers have been thrown down, who accused them day and night before our God." Verse 11. And they had conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heaven, and you will dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has been thrown down. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath because he knows that his time is short. What is there in there that can help me? What is there in this verses that can help you in your Christian life? We could try to translate it and talk about this, that, and the other thing, but there's a couple of things in here that when I read it, it went boom! That was for me. That's something that I can rejoice in. That's something that I can tell people about. Because some of the things I don't understand. But you know, we're not supposed to understand everything in the Bible. We're not God. And even some verses show us that God hasn't revealed this to us. But he has revealed a couple of things in this chapter that's very, very, very important. And we're going to be talking about victory. We can have victory, people. We can have victory, not in ourselves, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And as I read this chapter, the whole chapter, especially these verses, I see that there's victory there. And we can experience victory and we can enjoy the victory. Now, we are going to emphasize the downfall of the accuser, Satan. Satan is very true. True in the sense that he is very powerful. And he's in the world today. And he's a real person. It's not just a up there in the air. But he's the accuser. He accuses us before God. And he'll say, "Hey, God, look at Ron. He did this or that, the other thing. What do you think?" I mean, he's there all the time, 24/7. And he's firing his darts. His temptation, and you're walking down the boom. Oh, you're tempted to honk your horn at that guy because that guy cut you off. You're right in doing so. He cut you off, but you don't do it because we can have victory over Satan. Satan wants us to do this, that, and the other thing that are against God, and especially, as I said, against the Word of God. And so we have victory. We have victory. We have victory over Satan and his powers. And we are the triumph of God's people. We can have victory and triumph because we're God's people. And all because of the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. That's Jesus. Through the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of their faith. Your testimony, we're going to talk about, is very important. As our young man who led the meeting just now, he talked about the fella coming on Saturday night. He's going to give his testimony. Your testimony. Your testimony is very, very powerful. Nobody can go against your testimony. It's your testimony. It's your story. You can read the Bible to somebody, and maybe they won't believe it. But if you say, oh, look, I accepted Jesus in my heart, they have to believe because you did it. You know it. So let's realize that we have power, we have victory over Satan, who is accuser of us, and we have victory because of the Lamb of God. John the Baptist was baptizing people, and Jesus was coming, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That's Jesus. That's who died for us. Now, Revelation 12, 10 to 11 reminds us of Jesus' sacrifice. We can do all things not on our merit, but on the merits of the blood of Christ. We can be conquerors. We can conquer by his blood, by the blood of the Lamb. And when we are accused, when Satan says to you, you can't be a Christian. Come on, Ron. You wanted to punch that guy right in the head. That happens, doesn't it? No, not to you. To me, it does sometimes. I'm being honest. Satan is so real. And I won't punch that guy in the head. I can say no to Satan. Afuera. Get out of here. Vamos. Why? On my own, I can't do it. But when Christ is in my heart, and he's covered me with the blood of his own blood, I can say no to Satan. I don't always do that, though. I have to be honest and I have to be transparent. Satan will be silenced, and we will stand if we stand on the promises of God. And the promise of God tells me that he is always with us 24/7. You know, my iPad won't work all the time because sometimes the battery's low. Or my internet on my computer won't work all the time because I'm too far away from Wi-Fi. But God is always there. He's with us. And it's such, I can remember, I won't go into my testimony, but I had two fathers and four mothers. And I can remember my mother and father fighting and, you know, chairs being thrown at each other and them telling each other where to go, how to get there and this and that and the other thing. And I would just go in the bedroom and I had Jesus in my heart when I was 10 years old. And I could rely on Jesus and I had a Gideon New Testament and I read the New Testament and I could hear them fighting outside and I would read the New Testament. I would enjoy the Lord. And he got me through that. When I give my testimony, sometimes people think, well, Ron, you should be in prison today for all that you've gone through. No, I have Christ in me. All things became new. All things passed away. And it's not on my merit. It's nothing I did. Sure, I've given blood to the Red Cross 35 times. I've helped a whole bunch of ladies cross the street. Now you have to help me cross the street. It's my turn. But that doesn't get you into heaven. What got me the right to go to heaven is what Jesus did. And this verse talks about that. It says it very distinctly. We thank you. We thank you. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who always was. For now you have the assurance, your great power, and you begin to reign. So true this. We are going to be free. I'm free. You can be free. We are going to be free from sin. The power of sin. We sin, yes. I'm not sinless. Not yet. My wings are being cut a lot of times, you know. But you know, we are going to be free when we get to heaven. No more temptation. Satan is going to be put down. And we'll be free. It talks about the bondage of sin. If you haven't got Jesus, you're under the bondage of sin. But you can be free. All you have to do is trust in the Lord. The passage also foretells us that Satan will be upset Satan is against you and I. Satan is wanting us. Right from Adam and Eve, when the Satan said to Eve, did God really tell you not to, you know, just a little word, a little hint. It's so wonderful. The pictures is really unfolding that Satan is going to be overcome. And that's why I like chapter 12 so much. It has come at last, salvation and power. There's power. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. And you can be free. I'm free. Because of what Christ did for me. Without him, I can't say no to Satan. I couldn't say I was in bondage. I was under his control. He was my master. Not big things. I never killed anybody. I never robbed a bank or anything like that. But, you know, just as a little kid. But isn't it wonderful that we can be free? Isn't it wonderful that we can be liberated? Isn't it wonderful that we can have victory and we can have triumph? Because of what he did for us. I am so excited about that. That's what I preach. That's what I preached on the street corners for many years. I don't do it now because I can't stand for 4 hours. We can be free. And they overcome him by the overcome. We can overcome. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. If we have sin covered by the blood of Christ, then we need to proclaim this to other people. We have to tell them. They're slaves to Satan. We need to make the gospel known so that other people might have their sins covered by the blood of the Lamb. This is the picture we have here. We have the picture of the Lamb of God. And you know, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, we have proof of this, and we're going to look at a couple of them. Let me read this to you. Let us pray for others we know. We who are under the blood, we who are free from sin, even though we do sin, but we have the power to say no, but sometimes it's, you know, it's kind of nice. And then you get convicted by the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He convicts me every time I do something wrong. Here's what it says here. Let us pray for others to know Christ. God, I pray for these specific people in my life that I'm going to be around today. And God, I pray that you will help me to have boldness to share the gospel with them. I pray that people this week will come to know your grace. The power of Christ, the blood of Christ, covers over their sins through my life. Let's proclaim that knowing that this, it'll be easy. I know the whole picture. They love not their lives even unto death. These people, you know, during the tribulation, many people are going to get saved because there's 24 preaching and other preaching, people get saved. We're not going to be there, but during the tribulation, people get saved, and they're going to testify, and they're going to lose their lives. We here today in North America, we don't have to be afraid of that. But in some countries, you can't talk about Jesus. I've been to many countries in Africa and so on that I'm told not to talk about Jesus, and you could get in trouble. But isn't it wonderful that we will not get in trouble here? But let's tell people about Jesus. What can I give the Lord for all that he has done for me? What can I give him? Give him your life. Give him your home, your car. Let's give our lives even unto death, making his gospel known. May this drive us in our lives. May we pray. Ask God to help you to be bold. We can be bold about a lot of things, can't we? About politics. Well, I'm from this person. I'm from that person. Or how about sports? I'm from Messi. I'm from this person. I'm from that person. How about both singers and actors? We could talk about them. Let's talk about Jesus. That's what it's telling us to do here. We praise the Lord Jesus for his grace, for his mercy. He's been graceful to us. He's been merciful to us. Now we are to tell others about him. We mustn't be silent. We must tell people about them. We should be doctors out there, literally trying to fix people by the blood of the Lamb. And that is so important. Courage. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Don't be a chicken, we say when I was young. Don't be a chicken. Be bold. Get out there on the streets. Tell people. And I praise God that many of you did tell children this last week. And many children came here. Many children heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's good. We should do that daily. Bring people Saturday night. Didn't you hear what Harold said? The word informal. You don't have to wear a tie. You don't have to wear a tie now either. Do we, brother? Harold said we didn't have to wear a tie. Isn't that right? Yes, yes. I like that shirt, though. That blue shirt is something. Isn't that wonderful? So bring your friends Saturday night to the informal meeting. You hear this guy singing, give his testimony, playing instruments. That's what this verses are all about. It says that we are to tell others, share the gospel, tell people that Jesus is the Lord and can be Lord of our life. Courage, victory through the blood of the Lamb, power in the word of their testimonies, it says. Power, testimony. Your testimony is powerful. My wife wrote my testimony out because she's a really good person to write and that stuff. And I've given it all over the world, 79 countries now. You know, I was in an orphanage, the whole thing. And people are listening to me, not because I'm good, only because I have courage and boldness that God gave me to tell them how I lived through these terrible times. And yet he saved me and it helped me get on with life. Testimony, your testimony. Write your testimony out. Practice it in front of the mirror. I'm Ron Edgecombe, and I would like to tell you how I... See, the mirror won't talk back to you, so you can do it there. Okay? Let's practice that. Let's practice that so when we get home. Our ultimate victory over sin, Satan, and death comes not from our strength, but through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Testimony. Courage in the face of danger. I can remember here in Vancouver, even I'm giving out Bibles in front of Vancouver Tech School, and a policeman comes up and he asked me for my license, and I said, excuse me, I'm busy giving out testimonies. He said, sir, I want your identification. I said, sir, can you please wait? I apologize for, because you know, they come out of school. You've seen them come out of school. And after I gave him my license, and I apologized for holding him up and that, but I wasn't scared. He could throw me in prison. I knew I was in the right. I knew that I wasn't doing something against the government. Victory through the blood of the Lamb. That's where the victory comes. Our ultimate victory over sin, Satan, and death comes from our strength and through the Christ sacrifice, as I've already said. Remember the Old Testament story? Children of Israel, they're just going to leave Egypt. They were there for 400 years under bondage. The Israelites were saved from death by the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts, the prefigure of Christ's sacrifice. They had to kill a lamb. They had to kill an animal and take the blood and put it on the post, and the angel would pass over. We have to put that blood in our life. We can pass over, just like the Israelites were free from slavery. They left with Moses. They crossed the Red Sea to the promised land. And that's all because of the blood of that lamb. And we have the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. New Testament example, the crucifixion. John chapter 9:30. Jesus died on the cross, paid our sins, defeated Satan's claim over humanity. We're free. Trust in your work, for Christ will not get you out of hell. Trust in Jesus. He will deliver you. He will give us freedom. So important. Trust not in your works, but in Christ's finished work. When faced with guilt or failure, remember, his blood covers all. Because he's an accuser. You know what an accuser is? Hey, God, look what he did. He can't be your child. And sometimes we feel guilty. The power, the second point, power in the word of their testimony. Your testimony, my testimony. Example, sharing our faith boldly strengthens us and others, disarming the evils and the enemy's lies. Your testimony is powerful. You're going to say, no, I was a kid at 10 years old and I accept the Lord. Well, that's powerful. That's powerful. People will listen to that. I had the furnace man come to our house this week doing cleaning of the furnace. I told him about Jesus. I wasn't scared. He didn't punch me in the head. Matter of fact, he accepted a New Testament. Praise God. Old Testament example, David's testimony. David boldly declared God's past faithfulness before facing the giant. See, he wasn't scared of the giants. And we all have giants in our life. There's giants. There's the big things in our lives. But you don't have to be scared of them. Take it to the Lord. That's the important thing. And David said, the Lord will deliver me from the paw of the lion. And the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. He was just a little grunt, but he went. And he got victory over that huge giant. And this is an illustration for you and I that we have giants in our lives. We have problems in our lives. We have difficulties in our lives. But we can overcome. He is there always. How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Those three thrown in the fiery furnace. And the lions all, that was Daniel, the lion's den. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown in the fiery furnace. They weren't scared. They refused to worship the golden image, facing a fiery furnace without fear. Beautiful story. David and thrown in the lion's den because he prayed. He wasn't scared. You don't have to be scared. Remember, and I've said this before, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I was in school, for instance, a personal example, I was in school, I flunked grades, 2, 4, and 6, I passed on trial. When I went to school, you could pass on trial, that means they put you in the next grade, but if you don't keep up the grade till Christmas, you go back. I failed grade 8 once, twice. Can you imagine? My English is terrible. It was terrible. And yet here I am today with a doctorate. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I had a childhood terrible. Now I've got 4 beautiful children, all perfect, all good, yeah, and 11 grandchildren. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And only because of Christ. Only because of Christ. The New Testament example, Paul testifying. Paul repeatedly shared his conversion story even before kings. Even when he was told not to, he did it. Speaking about God's work in your life, your testimony can inspire others and remind you of God's faithfulness. So share your faith. courage in the face of death. True faith values eternal life over earthly safety. Standing firm even under persecution. True faith values eternal life over earthly safety. Stand firm even under persecution. Oh, I could say that 100 times and it wouldn't be enough. In trials or opposition, fix your eyes on eternal promises. Courage comes from knowing Christ has already secured victory. Victory. I have victory. Stand firm in Christ. Stand firm in Christ's victory. Boldly sharing your faith and living with courage, courageous hope, knowing nothing can separate you from His love. So what are we going to do with this message this week? I trust that when you go home after lunch and a nap, take a look at this chapter again, chapter 12, and see what you can find in there. There's some beautiful treasures in there. It talks about judging ourselves. It talks about rewards. It talks about God's people. It talks about the Satan being crushed. May the Lord bless these few thoughts and may it be encouragement to you. And may you go from here telling others, tracks in the back. Let's clear out all of those tracks. Let's make the deacons fill it up with more. Let's take 2 or 3 or 4, get each person and give them out. If you're a little bit scared, that's okay. God will give you the courage. At least put it on the windshield. You don't have to touch the car. I never touch the car. I just put it in like that into the wiper. I don't touch the car, so they can't get after me. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, help us to stand firm in Christ. Help us to be different, Heavenly Father. Help us to be courageous, Heavenly Father. Help us to be bold, Heavenly Father, for you. Thank you for these verses, and thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have the knowledge that Satan is, our accuser, is going to be put down, and Christ will take control again. We ask these things, giving you thanks, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.